Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, October 24th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Illegal border crossings hit an all-time high. Republicans gain momentum before the midterm vote. Millions of families cancel Halloween because of inflation. Google reveals the biggest cliches of the year. Also ahead, a haunting commentary about President Biden. But first, the number of migrants crossing the southern border, now the highest on record. More than 230,000 human beings were confronted by federal agents in September. That is a 20% increase from September 2021. 2.4 million Central Americans, Mexicans, and others have illegally entered the USA this year alone. In total, at least 5 million foreign nationals have breached the border since President Biden's inauguration, and the reason is that federal immigration law is not being enforced. Voters ranking illegal immigration, crime, inflation, the biggest issues heading into the midterms. With 2 weeks until the vote, Republicans are favored to win key races in many battleground states. Liberal Oregon may even elect its first conservative governor in 40 years. Here in New York State, Governor Kathy Hochul is now in a dead heat with Republican Lee Zeldin. Andrew Cuomo won New York State by 24 points just 4 years ago. A scary survey from Study Finds shows many Americans are canceling Halloween because of high prices. 52% say they won't be handing out candy to trick-or-treaters. A quarter say inflation's ruining Halloween. Costs for a bag of candy up 25% compared to last year. The typical package size down 8%. That's shrinkflation. Now, I do not believe this survey, but it's my job to report what's out there. A report from Google listing the biggest cliches in America. Here they are: thrown under the bus, circle back, deep dive, game changer, new normal, and Joe Biden's personal favorite, here's the deal. The absolute worst at the end of the day. In a moment, a Halloween-themed commentary called The Legend of Sleepy Biden. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. It is late October, and a seasonal change is in the air. Darkness falls earlier and spirits awaken in anticipation of All Hallows' Eve. Children look forward to the spooky time when they go door to door asking for treats. If none are forthcoming, the specter of tricks may arise. This Halloween season, President Biden is the reigning trickster, presiding over a country sliding into recession, a true horror. But Mr. Biden is not all that concerned because, in his opinion, the economy is, quote, strong as hell. Hell being the key word. Somewhere on the banks of the Hudson River, the headless horseman would have chuckled, if he could have, at Mr. Biden's economy statement. But without a head, chuckling is a challenge. Goblins and ghouls are also confused because there are many undocumented among them. These apparitions from other countries are being bussed all over the place, while the American undead must fend for themselves. Not fair, they wail. We've got to secure the border. It is a frightening situation down there. No, it's not, the president replies. The border is secure. It's strong like the economy. Well, there isn't a vampire in Transylvania who believes that. In fact, Dracula and his buds are angry because Americans are being bled white by incompetent leadership, leaving less blood for them. These are difficult times for witches as well. If they cast a spell on Joe Biden, who would ever know? Walking around in a daze? Speaking in a strange manner? Hello? Even sending a squadron of flying monkeys to annoy the president would mean nothing because he would deny the monkeys were flying or were even monkeys at all. And if they ever landed, he'd bus them to Seattle. Lady Karine, the president's spokesperson, is celebrating the harvest season by channeling Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes. I see nothing. I know nothing. It is survival time for Ms. Jean-Pierre as the administration slowly sinks into the morass. Baghdad Bob had an easier job than she does. So, happy Halloween, Joe Biden. In the years to come, scary stories will be told about your administration. Young children will tremble in fear upon hearing details of this very strange time in America. But thankfully, all will be fine in the end, because it never really happened. Did it, Mr. President? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve that message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where we do a television program. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 93 years ago today, more than 16 million shares of stock were suddenly sold on the New York Exchange. Billions of dollars were lost. Many Americans saw their entire life savings evaporate in less than 24 hours. Here is the story of Black Thursday. The Great Depression began on October 24, 1929. The United States and the rest of the industrialized world abruptly plunged into a decade of misery, unemployment, and the worst economic downturn in the history of Western civilization. But what exactly caused the crash? In the early 20th century, the U.S. stock market expanded rapidly, reaching its peak in August 1929, 2 months before it crashed. Now, the 1920s were known as the Roaring Twenties because people spent a lot of money on themselves. Stock prices began to decline in September 29. The total collapse began on Black Thursday. Panic set in. Millions of people rushed to local banks to withdraw their money. Others sold stocks at any price. By 1932, the U.S. stock market was worth just 20% of its previous 1929 value. Half of America's banks had failed. 15 million people were unemployed. That is 30% of the entire workforce. President Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal tried to revive the economy with some success, but it was America's entry into World War II that relaunched the stock market. Investments in mining, military gear, energy, agriculture helped propel the United States to the strongest economy on earth by the early 1950s. And here's something else you might not know. One of the biggest factors behind Black Thursday's sudden meltdown was Wall Street's aging infrastructure. Old technology and a rapid rise in volume meant tickers were running hours, even days, behind schedule. By the time people realized what was happening, fortunes were lost, lives ruined. To fix the problem, New York City installed state-of-the-art systems and backup generators to avoid future catastrophes. Much of that equipment is still being used on Wall Street today. Maybe it's time for an update there. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.